three kinds of sex all couples need in their marriage. Hello, I am Elisa DiLorenzo.
And I'm Tony DiLorenzo.
And we want to welcome you to One Extraordinary Marriage. Thank you for signing up for our newsletter. And as a special thank you for becoming part of the One community, we would like to share with you the three types of sex all couples need in their marriage. The first one is take your sweet time sex. How sweet it is to really enjoy each other, teasing and taking the time to arouse all of your senses. Take your sweet time sex is all about the process, how you awaken and maintain the desire in your spouse. When you slow down and attempt to keep your orgasm at bay, you're more focused on exploring every inch of each other's bodies and savoring your time together, says Deb Levine, author of The Joy of Cybersex. The emotional benefits are long-lasting too. There's a level of commitment in spending the time to satisfy your spouse, making them your number one priority. Now, this take your sweet time sex is one of our favorites.
It is.
We have two small children, and so we don't often get to take our sweet time. But when we do, it is incredible the connection that we have when we spend the time focusing and arousing that sense of desire in each other.
That's right. And sometimes that will start very early in the day.
Mm-hmm. We've been known to sext each other.
That's right.
During the day, or phone calls with innuendo laced throughout the day so that we both have that heightening arousal that culminates in, you know, most often in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But we will start the evening with lighting candles, doing aromatherapy in our bedroom, the mood lighting. It all starts to create that sense of arousal, followed by just being together.
And a long or even a prolonged foreplay.
Absolutely.
That we're able to extend through.
And a lot of that has to do with communication with each other, knowing what your spouse enjoys, knowing what turns them on, what gets them aroused, and communicating, you know, if you're the one receiving the pleasure, communicating to your spouse, wow, you know, that feels good, or what, however you verbalize that.
Right.
So that they know that what they're doing is pleasing to you. It's not enough to just be, you know, laying there going, that's good. That's good. Really communicate to them, really share with them what they're doing that's working. And if it's not working, let them know.
Right.
Let them know, because your spouse wants to please you in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Toy.
I was going to just say the extension, this drawn out sex is one of my favorites, because it's one that it starts early in the day. And even though we will go through the evening and dinner time with the kids, we're able to still get back and realize that we want to have this passionate, long, enjoyable time of sex.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you said, we do the candles and the aromatherapy, we dim the lights. But one thing we make sure and do is that we're both on that same page when we're communicating with each other, that this is what we want. So we're okay extending out that foreplay,
right,
and talking to each other before we get into the actual intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
And even when we get into that actual intercourse, it's not this wham bam, we're done, but it's one where we really spend time with each other, looking at each other, maybe even doing some different positions. We may be missionary and then flip over or do other positions that extend that out, that we get to really enjoy the connection we have together.
Absolutely. It's one of those things that has been a foundational piece in our marriage. And I think it's critical for all marriages to have this time where they really connect on so many different levels with their spouse, you know, where it's not just the other types of sex that we'll talk about, where, you know, you're in and you're out, so to speak. But you're spending time with your spouse. And sometimes that's the greatest gift that we can give to each other.
I agree. The second kind of sex all couples need in their marriage is light speed sex. Now, light speed sex, or a quickie, which is what we call them, is like an earthquake. It gets your adrenaline rushing, is over in a flash, and leaves you wobbling at the knees. Quickies are great for releasing that pent-up energy you have inside. Initiating a quickie can be the ultimate compliment to your spouse because it shows how deeply you desire him or her. And quickies are something that Elise and I have done many a times. And when we did our 60 days of sex, quickies were one of those forms of sex, one of those kinds of sex. We did a lot. And you know what? We really got to enjoy them because we were at the same point. We understood the necessity of them and we knew how to enjoy them.
Sometimes it's all you have time for. You know, you want to have that sexual connection with your spouse. And quite honestly, you have 5 minutes between when the kids are coming home or when they might be waking up, or, you know, you're rushing out to go here or there, or you're in between appointments. You've got to take advantage.
Getting off to work.
Coming home from work.
Right.
Middle of the day. Nooners, for those of you that have the ability to meet up with your spouse at lunchtime, it's a great way to keep the spark alive.
Because it sure is, because you can strip off those clothes as fast as you can, jump in the bed, and 5 minutes later, you're done. You are just smiling from ear to ear.
Makes your afternoon go a lot faster.
Or morning.
Or morning, as the case may be.
Where are some places we've done quickies?
We have had quickies in the backseat of the car.
Yes, we have. And that was, though, not until our 30s.
That's true. That's true. Yes, I was a happily married woman before I ever had sex in a car.
That's right. We found a couple of great little places here in San Diego where we could go. Those were awesome. We've gone to a park.
We have gone to parks.
And those were quickies. I mean, trying to be a little incognito.
There is that element of, I don't know, fear or discovery. I guess discovery more than anything else, because
right.
We were in a park at dusk, once again, married, we were probably in our 30s then too. Trying to think.
No, I think we were late 20s.
Okay. Late 20s, early 30s. And it was just kind of, you know, the moment was there and the opportunity presented itself and
took advantage of it. Do you remember Christmas Day?
I do remember Christmas Day. In between, I think, opening presents and Christmas dinner, we snuck away.
That's right. We did.
We snuck away 1 year.
And that was before we even had kids.
That was before kids. It was much easier to sneak away.
That's right. We did. We made sure to just get away for a little quickie. And we told my parents that we were just going to head on back over to the house because we were at my aunt's house having Christmas dinner. And we just took off and had a little quickie.
Little rendezvous.
And obviously where we do quickies the most are here at our house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's typically those days when we said, when we started this off, is those days when the kids are gone. We have a busy schedule going on, but we know we can fit in 5-10 minutes of just this really cool connection time.
Mm, absolutely.
And I think personally, they're great. It's just, like I said, they're like an earthquake.
It's a little boost to keep you going.
Yep.
A little boost to keep you going. Now, the third type of sex that all couples need in their marriage is the wild kingdom sex. This is the no holds barred, let it all hang out type of sex that rattles bed frames and ends with the two of you totally spent from the sheer physicality of this encounter. This is the time that you shake off that nice guy or nice girl persona and get in touch with your wild side. You get creative and you're not afraid to let your hair hang down. Now we have, for those of you that don't know us, we've been married going on 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the type of sex that actually took us a little bit of time to get into. It was very much one of those things where, you know, sort of letting it all hang out and just going with the sheer animal energy, for lack of a better word.
Right.
That's a trust issue.
It is.
Getting into that to say, you know what, it's okay to scream and it's okay to, you know, be very physical with each other, not abusive, but physical in the heat of the moment. And, you know, It's an incredibly thrilling sensation.
It's very, yeah, the vocalization of the pleasures that you are receiving and giving are very helpful. And I think that's what this type of sex is. It's that rawness of just really all of your senses are coming together because of the visualization, the auditory. It really all just sort of comes together. There's sweat coming down your brow, and you're just having this really exciting time together,
mm-hmm.
and letting it all hang out, like you said.
Absolutely. I mean, this is not the time for shyness or timidity. It's very much, you know, you are actively desiring and going after your spouse.
I think one thing we need to bring up are a possible some tips on how to bring that out. Because I would say out of the three different kinds of sex that we talk about here, I think this is the toughest one for a lot of couples to overcome.
Absolutely.
And it's one that we've had to learn, and we still continuously work at overcoming that nice guy, nice girl persona in the bedroom. So what would you say?
Well, I think probably the one area where I've struggled the most is vocalization.
Yes.
And that has to do with the fact that we do have two children that are most often in the house when we are having sex. And so I constantly have that mommy ear saying, please don't wake up. Please don't wake up. And if I hear something, I instantly go, oh my gosh, somebody's awake. And so I don't want to do anything that's going to wake up the children.
Right.
And so for me, a lot of times it comes with the realization that our children, once they are asleep, literally an earthquake could go off. And they would not move. They've actually slept through them before.
Right.
And so I just have to say, you know what? It's okay. You know, the worst that can happen is we can say that we were having a conversation, a loud conversation, and, you know, our bedroom door is always locked. So we've got time to recover. Nobody's walking in.
Right.
And so it's just overcoming in my own mind saying, you know what? It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to let Tony know that he is pleasuring me. That I am enjoying this and I am enjoying what he's doing and he is satisfying me.
Right.
And that's just telling myself, you know what, it's okay. It's okay. And telling myself that he wants to hear this.
And from a guy's standpoint, from my standpoint as a husband, I've actually had to coach you along in letting you know it is okay at times to use your voice. That mm-hmm. use it in a way that is very productive for us to... very productive for us in our marriage.
That you're coaching me has helped. And it's helped me to say, you know what? It's okay. You've let me know that you want to hear those things.
Right.
And when you let me know that, that gives me permission to vocalize. The other part of this is the more physical side of sex. That it's not just, you know, the missionary position, routine, very gentle. Sex can be very raw and physical. And that's not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
And there's a lot of pleasure to be derived just from being caught up and allowing yourself to be deep in the physical nature mm-hmm. of sex.
I think this wild kingdom sex almost has some similarities to your take your sweet time sex in the sense that you are using or going into multiple positions.
Mm-hmm.
You may be missionary. You may come off the bed and go doggy style. You may get back on the bed and do another position. There's a lot going on. The difference is just that I think there's more vocalization coming through and it's needed. All three of these are needed in your marriage at different times, and to get to them is through communication, is by talking through with your spouse, what are your desires? What are you longing for? And so no matter if you're having take your time sex or light speed sex or wild kingdom sex, you're having good sex.
And that ultimately is what we're all about. So we thank you once again for becoming part of our One Extraordinary Marriage community. For more information, you can visit us at oneextraordinarymarriage.com or on our Facebook fan page, and you can also follow us on Twitter. So once again, I'm Elisa DiLorenzo.
And I'm Tony DiLorenzo.
And we're so glad that you're a part of our community.
Thank you.